Democratic primary winner Andrea Harrington declared victory in the Berkshire District Attorney General election last night, capping off one of the most contentious campaigns in county history. 8 months after the abrupt retirement of D.A. David Capeless, Berkshire County will have a new elected chief prosecutor. At around 9:30 Tuesday, with unofficial numbers putting her thousands of votes above her opponent, write-in candidate Paul Coccaviello, Harrington's party at Pittsfield's Tavern on the A shifted into full celebration mode.
Something very magical happened this evening, today, in Berkshire County. Democratic values shine through today.
Harrington campaign volunteer Greg Yon credited the rise of a new coalition of Democrats in the county.
Democratic liberals, Democratic moderates, and Democratic progressives came together today and said, "We are the new Democrats. We are the new Democrats in Berkshire County."
I've got to tell you something. I've been through a lot of campaigns over the years. No campaign has taken more out of me than this one.
State Representative John Barrett was mayor of North Adams for 26 years. He took on the role of mentor for Harrington over the course of her bid for DA and, crucially, helped deliver her North County with assistance from figures he praised on stage like North Adams City Councilors Jason LaForest and Marie Harpin. Turning to a pair of Pittsfield political insiders and Harrington boosters, City Solicitor Rich Donahue and former City Councilor Barry Claremont, who is married to Mayor Linda Tyer, Barrett said it was a decisive victory.
Rich Dahoney said, and Barry said a couple of weeks ago, he says, "We're going to win every town in Berkshire County." And I said, "What are you guys smoking anyways?" And I don't care if it's legal or not. But I want some of it.
Harrington's numbers team used a conservative metric to project tallies throughout the night, giving all ballots considered either write-in or blank to Coccaviello. Even before official tallies determined which of those ballots actually went to the incumbent DA, Harrington, the only candidate on the ballot, boasted a lead of almost 6,000 votes over the two categories combined. Again, Barrett.
Even though it hasn't been any concessions on any part, we feel as though we're pretty safe to claim victory in this well-deserved race.
It was a race defined by an unprecedented level of vitriol, neck-snapping twists and turns, a free flow of accusations of misconduct between the candidates, and ultimately, the historic election of the county's first female district attorney.
From the very beginning of this campaign, I was very clear on my message in that Berkshire County in the district attorney's office can do so much for this community, and that's what I intend to do.
Harrington.
I will work together with our elected officials here in Berkshire County to prevent crime, to bring public safety, to put dangerous people behind bars, but also to provide the help for people who need it. And I am incredibly grateful for the voters for believing in me and believing in my vision.
Massive voter turnout throughout the county showed an unusually engaged electorate for a midterm contest, particularly on the heels of a similarly well-attended primary. The city clerk in Pittsfield, the county seat, estimated up to 60% of registered voters in the city cast ballots Tuesday. The election pitted Harrington against former Democratic primary rival Coccaviello for a second time in 2 months, with the incumbent DA hanging his last hope to remain in office on a coalition of Democrats, Republicans, and unenrolled voters with his write-in effort.
No one's ever done this before, and I'm proud of the effort our campaign put in to get us to where we are.
Across town at Mazzio's restaurant, Coccaviello said he wasn't ready to concede. That changed Wednesday morning. Coccaviello tells WAMC he conceded to Harrington around 11:30, bringing a definitive close to the hard-fought race. Harrington told WAMC that announcements about her transition team are forthcoming. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landes.